the narcissist doesn't like when you see through them. If you stay around them and test them, they actually get flattered and think it's because you're trying to be with them, like them, or something like that. But you're actually just testing them. But they don't care. They like to play the game. They'll play the game as long as you play the game. I had a lot of people in my lifetime when I was dealing with these. You know, it's the Jezebel spirit. It's the Jezebel spirit. It's the narcissist, legalistic spirit. Rebellious spirit. Anyway, I've had people in my lifetime say, well, they're only done when you're done. Because that's what they live for. They live for that game. They're only done when you're done. She's only done when you're done. And when two or three people say that to you, you start to say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Because they've seen the game. Try this experiment. Just tell somebody. Because Google's listening, post it. If you don't want anybody to know, write it on a piece of paper. But tell somebody something that gets on your nerves. Say something like, you don't like ice cream, or you're not going to eat sugar, or you don't like loud noises, or you don't like watermelon, or you something you don't like, something that gets on your nerves. Just say it. And then notice it'll come back, and whether it's the devil, the narcissist, the system, the matrix, whatever it is, it'll show back up trying to get on your nerves. The Bible makes it clear the devil's trying to wear out the saints. To wear out the saints. And so it's across the board. And most people are not saved. So they're controlled by what spirit? The demonic spirit. Anything that gets on your nerves and they find out about it, they'll keep trying to do it. Anything that bothers you, anything that's not healthy, anything that's whatever it is, they'll try to mess with you. That's part of this overarching game. So what's going on with a local narcissist is happening in a macro. The macro and the micro, the fractal. What's happening at one level is happening at all levels. Because it's the same storyline, Cain versus Abel. Cain, why are you bitter? Why is your countenance fallen, Cain? If you do right, you'll be happy. Believe on Jesus. Come through the blood sacrifice by faith. But they don't want to do that. They want to do it by works. And so it's a Freemason system, a Jesuit system, works-based system, Kabbalist system, the magician priest class. It doesn't matter which one it is, the magician priest class. Even Jesus said, call no man father, call no man master, and call no man rabbi. So there's your magician priest class right there. Jesus told you. The caliphate, the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the fake Jews. Call no man master. Call no man rabbi. Call no man father. Call no man master. Call no man rabbi. My point is, they believe that you're faking it. They don't believe you. They think you're faking your faith. Thank you. early on, once you get saved, you'll have people in your life trying to, I don't know what they think they're going to do, but they think they're gods, I guess. But you have people, somebody say something, and you say, I'm a believer, I'm a Bible believer. And they say, well, we'll test that. They'll actually tell you to your face, out of Freemason, we'll see, we'll test you. We'll see what, we'll see if that's true. And then they proceed over time to test you. Seriously. They want to know if you're the real deal. Why do you think the witches and warlocks gang stalk you? They're trying to see if you're the real deal. Why do you think the Jezebel stalks you? She's trying to see if you're the real deal. Why do you think that there's women in your life, if you're a man, I guess if you're a woman, it's the men, the women in your life that you not, maybe not even really close to, you just rub shoulders with them. They'll say something like, something to the effect, they might not say in the exact same words, but they'll say something to the effect, well, we'll see. We'll see if you pass the test or something like that. They'll say it in a cryptic way. We'll see if you pass the test. They want to know if you're the real deal, because it goes back to Cain and Abel. They want to know who's real, but then, you know, a lot of times they want to know if you're the real deal before they date you or whatever, but they're not the real deal. They're playing games to test you. They have a higher standard for you than they do for themselves. When you're younger, you haven't seen enough repeat patterns, so you don't really, and they want to isolate you so you don't see it, but they play the same games. They have a higher standard for you that they can't really keep, which goes back to what? The legalist preacher, the legalist person.